From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Senate narrowly confirmed U.S. President Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State. That's CIA Director Mike Pompeo, with only a handful of Democrats joining Republicans in voting for the nominee.
Mike Pompeo is moving from leading the CIA to being Secretary of State.
I don't know of a person in the United States of America that could have more current knowledge about what is happening around the world in his current role.
Senate Foreign Relations Chair Bob Corker, shortly before Pompeo, was confirmed 57-42, one of the slimmest margins for a Secretary of State nominee in recent years. Michigan Democrat Gary Peters says there's a reason.
I do not believe that Director Pompeo has the necessary experience, diplomatic skills.
Pompeo's already been sworn in and is on his way to Europe and the Middle East to meet with allies. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The man known as America's Dad may be heading to prison.
Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a woman in the first big celebrity trial of the Me Too era. A jury in Norristown, Pennsylvania has convicted the Cosby Show star of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. The guilty verdict comes less than a year after another jury deadlocked on those charges. Cosby was charged with violating Temple University employee Andrea Constand at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. Cosby could get up to 10 years in prison on each of the counts. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bipartisan bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal the special counsel who is currently investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. That measure was backed by 10 Democrats and 4 Republicans and codifies Justice Department regulations that the special counsel can be only fired by the attorney general designee or some other means. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is emphasizing the value of certain aspects of the Iran nuclear agreement, even as U.S. President Trump considers pulling out of the 2015 deal.
I can assure you there has been no decision made on any withdrawal from
President Trump called the Iran deal insane this week as he sat down to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. But Macron urged the president not to throw it out, but rather work to strengthen it. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis tells the Senate Armed Services Committee provisions calling for international verification of Iran's compliance are actually pretty robust. Still, he says the deal can be improved upon.
We're working with our European allies on it at this time, and again, the decision has not been made whether we can repair it enough to stay in it.
Yesterday, Iran's president ruled out any changes or additions to the accord. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Final preparations are underway for Friday's historic third summit between the leaders of North and South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will cross the military demarcation line that divides the two Koreas. He will be met by South Korean President Moon Jae-in on the South Korean side of the heavily fortified demilitarized zone.
The two leaders will have lunch after their first session and then plant a tree together using soil from 2 mountains on either side of the border. Officials say at the end they'll sign an agreement before settling down for dinner and a video titled Spring of One.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. This will be the third inter-Korean summit, but it will be the first time that a leader from the Communist North enters the Democratic South. The summits in 2000 and 2007 were both held in North Korea. The White House physician, Rear Admiral Ronnie Johnson, has dropped his bid to head the country's Veterans Affairs Agency. This is as lawmakers probed allegations of professional misconduct and excessive drinking. As he withdrew, Jackson described the attacks on him as false allegations, but he did say that they had become a distraction to President Donald Trump's effort to improve health care for U.S. veterans. Trump, in an interview on Fox and Friends, continued to defend Jackson, his personal physician, saying that he runs a fantastic operation. Mr. Trump blamed Senator John Tester, a Montana Democrat, for the demise of Jackson's nomination to the cabinet position to oversee a department that serves 13 million U.S. veterans and 377,000 employees. Tester said that Jackson's office had told lawmakers that he drank on the job, oversaw a toxic work environment, and handed out prescriptions with little consideration of any type of patient's medical background. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.